From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Walter Mosley has published nearly 36 novels. Many of them are mysteries, some of them are science fiction, and some of them explore family and race in America. His new novel, The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray, takes us into the cramped world of a 91-year-old black man. He's on the verge of losing his mind and his life. Alan Chews has this review.
When we first meet 90-plus-year-old Ptolemy Gray, the very, very old black man, as the novelist describes him, he's holed up in his filthy L.A. apartment, where he's lost his wife years before, and where his mind seems to be falling apart right in front of us. Gray's suffering from a huge jumble of thoughts about his parents, about the lynching of his best friend, about a battle he fought in World War II, about his wife dying in his arms. It doesn't matter that he's hoarding a stash of gold under the floorboards. His life becomes poorer and poorer by the day. And then along comes a young woman, a family friend named Robin, and everything changes. Robin gives him the respect and affection he's lacked since the distant demise of his wife. Just as important, she arranges an appointment with a local doctor, a sort of cross between friendly Dr. Mehmet Oz and fervid Dr. Faustus, who invites him to join a dangerous but hopeful experiment that will restore his memory but decrease the days of his life. Old Ptolemy signs on, and so did I, to this sweetheart of a novel fusing family, fable, science fiction, and sociology that contains echoes of Catherine Ann Porter and Gabriel Garcia Marquez, but mainly stamped with the distinctive intensity of the prolific Walter Mosley.
The novel is The Last Days of Ptolemy Gray. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.